Aircheckdownloads.com.
Hello, good morning. How are you today? I hope you're all right. It's Simon Clark here with the early show. Vital information and some great music to get you into Friday.
Simon Clark. BBC. Radio
Solent. Level 42 had to cancel their gig last week at the London Palladium, but their dates in the south at the start of November are still far enough away to remain a possibility, and I think they'd be a great night out as well. That's Something About You on BBC Radio Solent. It's 7 minutes after five, and it's Simon Clark here. My expectations that you are well are high, and if you're not feeling great today, maybe I can provide a distraction from the thoughts in your head and hopefully some useful information for you as well. Certainly the music's good this morning. Lots of uplifting songs like this from Pink.
I close my eyes and I can see.
The sound of the south.
And all the music you love.
BBC Radio Solent.
It's a song that makes 5:14 on a Friday morning feel like 10 o'clock on a Friday night. Earth, Wind & Fire, Let's Groove. This is BBC Radio Solent with Simon. Pulled out some really uplifting songs for you this morning, including The Real Thing in the next 10 minutes and Lady Gaga's latest as well. Also played you Pink and A Million Dreams. Now, I don't know whether The Greatest Showman has been on terrestrial telly yet. I don't think it has. I remember it being on one of the pay-per-view channels a couple of Christmases ago, but you know, while the TV schedules are all over the place and lots of programmes are falling by the wayside and being cancelled, I think it would be really good if we could find a way to get The Greatest Showman on terrestrial TV so everybody can watch it. All those people who haven't seen it yet, and there will be some, we could all just sit down, come together as a nation, watch The Greatest Showman. Wouldn't that be a great way of lifting our nation's spirits, don't you think?
BBC Radio Solent Travel.
Well, the overnight closures that we had in place on the M27 is 0808 100 3900.
BBC Radio Solent.
Well, the first day of spring is going to be cloudy with some patchy drizzle at times, feeling chilly in the brisk northeasterly wind with highs of 10 degrees today. Lady Gaga appears to be quite enjoying self-isolation from the look of her social media. I guess for someone who spends so much time in hotel rooms and travelling around, it must be a real treat to have to spend some time under your own roof. That's Stupid Love, new music on BBC Radio Solent. It's 5:20. And the local papers this morning, naturally all leading with coronavirus. Portsmouth News has a story of head at the Public Health England Laboratory on Porton Down next week. So there you go, a quick roundup of what the papers are talking about this morning. It's 5:23. Of course, we'll bring you all this morning's top stories at 5:30 if you've just woken up. Good morning to Amanda, who normally at this time would be commuting to London, but instead she's commuting to the supermarket to do a food shop. Good luck when you get there. Remember, no more three items, Amanda. It's the real thing. Good morning, this is BBC Radio Solent. I'm Simon here with the early show until 7, and then you've got The Breakfast Show with more ideas on what's happening locally with people coming together on Make a Difference. In fact, our first Make a Difference update will be here with me at 6:15. It's worth listening during the day at 1:15 and 1:45 with a pen and paper handy, because if you are in need of assistance, then maybe you'll hear details of a group who will be happy to come and assist you as communities come together to make a difference with BBC Radio Solent. Thank you for the emails in the last 24 hours, by the way, asking about Nick, the silver sofa surfer. He's the guy who sold his house to move to France about 3 weeks ago, had to come back from France having found the perfect property but can't get all his stuff over there. So he is literally sofa surfing his way around the country at the moment. Last I heard, he was heading to Kettering to stay with his niece. And also a couple of emails asking about my 16-year-old. I was talking about her yesterday and the impact that not having GCSEs was having on her. She seems to have relaxed a little bit about it now. I think it was the threat that if she didn't snap out of it, I was going to do a very embarrassing TikTok dance video and then share it on my social media and tag all her friends in. Seem to have brought her round to turning her frown upside down. She's looking forward to spending her entire summer at the stables now if she can get away with it. Right, Suzanne's got the top stories at 5:30 after Mojo and Lady. Thanks for starting your day with BBC Radio Solent. It's good to know you're there. I'm Simon with the early show, playing music from Robbie Williams soon and an 80s classic from Go West not far away. It's 5:30. And with the latest, here's Suzanne Bamborough.
Thanks, Simon. Good morning. 65,000 retired. Apparently, it's the first day of spring today. Well, the astronomical one is when the position of Earth's orbit is in the right place in relation to the sun. Then I've been left loads of random figures, which are going to mean nothing to no one. So I'm not even going to tell you them.
And it's not even like you're going to be able to tell from the weather either.
No. Please let us have some sunshine.
Well, it looks like the sunshine is coming, but it won't be until Sunday, Monday.
It's moderate or rough.
The sound of the South.
And all the music you love.
The music you love.
BBC
Radio Solent.
I'm loving angels instead.
Robbie Williams is self-isolating from his wife and family because he went to Australia to do a gig. He's now flown back to the States and they're making him live on his own. There's a really cute video on her social media as they recreate the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet. So he's having to live in a different part of Shay Williams while he self-isolates.
The sound of the South. And all the music you love. BBC Radio Solent.
Good morning, it's Simon Clark with the early show before Alan and Lou with breakfast at 7. It's 5:38. We'll talk about how the world of showbiz is coming together to remind people to stay safe and social distance in a second. Well, I do hope I find you well this morning. It's Simon at BBC Radio Solent with Go West, who we're hoping to see on Southampton Common in July for Let's Rock. It's beyond the 12-week timeline that Boris mentioned yesterday at his press conference, although I don't know whether or not things will be back to normal by then. I guess we'll just have to wait and see, won't we? We haven't heard from the organisers of the Isle of Wight Festival. I guess that's another event that's potentially up in the air. It's 5:45, and we'll have the very latest travel for you in just a moment. Now, as isolation and social distancing kicks in, many are getting creative online to help others cope or allow people to continue taking their classes. Tim Atkinson reports.
Ray's traditional taekwondo and a thumbs up from the Holmes for her to be singing to residents once more.
BBC Radio Solent Travel.
We'll have more on how people are coming together to make a difference in half an hour. It's BBC Radio Solent with Simon first thing on Friday morning. Not a lot happening on the roads, but quite a few cancellations. Call our travel line on 0808 100 3900. Cloudy and windy today with patchy drizzle at times. Highs of 10 degrees forecast across the south. Good morning, this is BBC Radio Solent. It's 6:09 with Simon Clark. I don't think I have ever felt as loved by important people as I do at the moment. I've had so many chief executives of big companies emailing me, even the guy in charge of Greggs. Haven't had an email from the Queen, though, but it's only a matter of time before she does start addressing us via email. Great speech from her yesterday, urging us all to come together as one. It's Dire Straits and Sultans of Swing.
You get a shiver in the dark.
Good morning, this is BBC Radio Solent. I'm Simon here with the early show. Mother's Day on Sunday. The sun will be shining, but it'll have a different feel than normal. There'll be less roadside flower sellers. There'll be less people going out for meals. There'll be many mums who won't be with their children. We're giving the kids the chance to let mum know how they feel about them by uploading a message for mum, which we'll play on the radio. It's using our upload feature that we've been using on Pat's show, where people have been sending in songs and people have been sending in poetry. You don't have to write a song about how wonderful your mum is or a poem, but you could just leave her a message. Go to bbc.co.uk/upload. Send us a message with the voice recorder on your phone and we'll play it out for your mum on Mothering Sunday. Latest news and travel at 6:00 follows M People.
NewcheckDownloads.com.